Now this file is reasonably important. I may have already described that in the first lecture. All right, so the way you've learned to do Java at the moment as the dominant form is the applet model, where you hand Java to the Java compiler. That's a .java file. It makes a .class file. That .class file is downloaded to your client, and then it's interpreted on the client. And so you have universal, that produces the so-called Java virtual machine. The Java virtual machine is these universal bytecodes, and those are the universal machine code interpreted by your Java interpreter for each machine. So when we're discussing Java for software engineering or Java for scientific computing, we're thinking of the second model, where we just build an ordinary compiler. I mean, when you buy a Fortran compiler, you buy a separate Fortran compiler for each computer, and it takes the Fortran code and produces machine language for that particular computer. And so there is no, Java can be run in two ways. You can either do it in two steps, go to the virtual machine, then the virtual machine gets interpreted. That's the applet model, or you can just run so-called native compilers. And there is no universally good way of doing it. The applet model is in many ways very attractive because it's a universal way of distributing software. But it has a price. It's much slower than, it's significantly slower than native code because it's doing it in two steps, plus the last step is done in interpreted mode, namely it's being done the virtual machine is being turned into machine code at the same time as the applet is running. So we can only get good performance for Java if we allow both models. And so we're going to assume that both models are going to be used. And when you build your Java client, when Netscape builds a browser out of Java, or when or a server out of Java, at least the base capabilities of that software will be done with a real compiler, because that's the way you'll get performance.